many schools which should have actually gained teachers because of increasing numbers haven't done so, and many schools who've stayed static in numbers have actually, and their student numbers have lost teachers because the government have been increasing the pupil-teacher ratio consistently over the last 3 years. This year coming now, in order for teachers to have, or for schools to have the number of teachers they currently have in September, a two-teacher school will need 20 students, whereas in 2010, when the government came to office, they needed 12. A three-teacher school will need 56 students instead of 49 when the government came to office, and a four-teacher school will need 86 students instead of 81, which they would have needed when this government came to office. Schools over with more than four teachers have been protected from cuts by the government, but in Donegal, for example, 67% of all our national schools are four-teacher schools or less. So we're getting hit very disproportionately and in a very real way. And that means that according to the most recent figures we have, eight schools in Donegal would be in line to lose a teacher this coming September.
You're saying there appears to be an agenda being pursued by Rory Quinn and the government which is designed to force smaller schools to close and amalgamate with others.
Very much so. And I mean, I was challenging the minister on this very issue again in the Dáil last week, and the minister's response to me in when I pointed out the impact his cuts and approach was having in small schools, his response was, well, that's their choice, as in he was saying it's a small school's choice to be a small school. He's really very much out of touch with the reality outside of Dublin. It's not people's choice to have a small school. If you're in a four-teacher school or a three-teacher school or a two-teacher school, that's because of the demands of a rural area. And it's the minister's choice to put additional pressure on them and as such to put them into a position where he's forcing them to look at amalgamations. And if he doesn't resist and roll back on the approach he's taking, he's leaving many schools in a situation whereby their future is under pressure, and between the cuts to teacher numbers and also the cuts he's put in place in terms of funding to these schools in the last two or three years, he's leaving them in a very, very difficult position in terms of their ability to survive on a day-to-day basis.
We've seen in the past how a threat to a small school can mobilise the local community. Do you foresee that happening again? And we'll see a number of protests and a number of community activities begin to take root in Donegal?
I think parents' committees and anyone involved in a local school is very much aware of the pressure that they're under, and there's nothing really, there's very few issues which a community values more than the education that's provided to children in a local area. And I've no doubt parents will continue to, and have done before, highlight and object to the government's approach. And I have started a series of public meetings myself highlighting the approach the government has been taking, and also highlighting how they've particularly targeted schools that have four teachers or less.